Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyon is here to tell us what we can watch. We are kicking it off with Thor, Love and Thunder. What are we looking at today, Susie?
G'day, Kat. This is a big deal. Thor, Love and Thunder has come to cinemas, so now you can go and see it. This is the 29th film in the Marvel Universe and is the direct sequel to Thor Ragnarok. Director Taika Waititi wanted to make a film that was more on the romance side, and so now we have it, Thor Love and Thunder. It's inspired by the 80s and the Mighty Thor comics. We see Thor trying to find some inner peace, but chaos is never far away as he is called to return to action. Thor recruits Valkyrie, Korg, and Jane Foster, who has become the Mighty Thor, to stop Gore the God Butcher from eliminating all gods. Gore the God Butcher is played by Christian Bale, and he likes to give all his performances his everything, so we can expect the same from this.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer and a touch more of the romance of Marvel.
Let me tell you the story of the space Viking, Thor Odinson. He was no ordinary man. He was a god. After saving planet Earth for the 500th time, Thor set off on a new journey. Well, he got in shape. He went from dad bod to god bod. And after all that, Mjolnir, he reclaimed his title as the one and only Thor. Oh, spoke too soon.
Jane?
There are some good accents in this.
Yeah, so when I watched this trailer, I thought to myself, hold on, Thor is Australian? Now, I know the actor Chris Hemsworth is Australian, but I thought it was strange that he keeps his accent while playing Thor. But actually, as it turns out, while Chris can do an American accent, he purposely kept his Aussie accent for his role as Thor, although it is a little bit of a toned-down version. Other actors, they did the exact same thing with their accents too. Odin, his father, he's played by Anthony Hopkins. He keeps his accent. Frigga, who is Thor's mother, played by American Renee Russo, she keeps her accent too. Then we've got Tom Hiddleston. He's English. He keeps that for his role as Loki, although he did audition for Thor with an American accent, so I guess they really didn't like that. But if you really want to get kind of Thor technical, the family are from Asgard, so I guess actually they have an Asgardian accent.
Sure, so how does that sound?
Yeah.
So is Thor a Marvel official favourite now?
I think it might be, Kat. This is the fourth Thor movie. Not even Iron Man has four movies. And Thor has appeared in actually 8 Marvel movies, and he literally shows no signs of stopping. So if you want to have a Thor marathon, you can watch the Thor movies in order of release. But if you plan on watching all of the movies that Thor has appeared in, you're going to need an extra long weekend to get through all 8.
So that is Thor, Love and Thunder. Let's watch Marvel characters fall in love and deal with their exes and complicated romance situations. Now let's move on. Let's have a look. What's on Sky Show this week?
Okay, so this one is called The Girl from Plainview, and you can watch it now. This is a drama series based on real life events. It follows the events leading to the death of Conrad Roy and his girlfriend Michelle's involvement in his death, as well as the court case that led to her conviction for involuntary manslaughter.
Okay, let's have a quick listen to a snippet from this trailer.
Michelle Carter, 17-year-old girl. Texts her friends for 3 days telling them her boyfriend's missing.
But this girl knew he wasn't missing.
She was in contact with him the whole time. Right up until he killed himself.
Just texts.
Due respect. Those are messed up texts.
A really tough one to watch because this is based, as I say, on a true story. It's a drama series, but it's based on real life events.
Yeah, and Ellie Fanning, she plays Michelle. She's received critical acclaim for her portrayal as the 17-year-old who gave that encouragement to her suicidal boyfriend over text, email, and phone calls for months before he ultimately succeeded in ending his own life.
Take a watch. We're interested to know what you think of the overall case as well as how Michelle was portrayed. You can email us studio@worldradio.ch. You can leave us a comment as well at worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen, where you can find more episodes of this show and find out more things to watch. Susie, thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
You're welcome, Kat. Talk to you later.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.